Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to America. Good morning. This is the Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word Ministries. I am so blessed to be here today. It is only by God's grace that I appear and that I'm able to come to you today and just tell you that God is real. He is real can be. I'm here to speak to you this morning, praise God, about something, praise God, that everyone should be aware of and know, praise God, that this is real. What I'm about to speak to you about this morning is not a fiction, neither, praise God, is it animated. It is real can be. And I'm understanding right now, Father God, as I look into your word today, God, give us clarity and understanding that we may know, praise God, that this is real. This is no show. This is no, praise God, no show, no prank. This is not a prank. This is something, praise God, that we must know and understand that it is real. It is real, my people. And this morning, I want to go to God in a prayer. Father, I thank you this morning for early rising. I thank you this morning, praise God, for allowing me to rise this morning with you on my mind. I praise you this morning, Father, for a great night of rest that you watched, allowed your angels, you assigned your angels to watch over me and mine as we slumbered and we slept. Father God, you made thieves stay away. You made death behave. Praise God, you kept sickness away. And Father God, I am excited because I realize, God, this is all you're doing. This has nothing to do with me, but it's because of your grace and your love for me. And Father, I bless you today. I thank you because this is the day that you have made. Allow me and mine and those around me and that's to be able to enjoy and know that you are a real God. You're not a fake, but you're a real God. And Father, I appreciate you today. Let your word come forth with clarity and understanding that your people may understand, praise God, that his word is real. Your word has always been real. And praise God, your word is coming to pass because you said it in your book. You said it in the book, in the volume of the book. You said, praise God, everything will pass away, but your word will stand forever. And this morning, praise God, I just give God praise for those that are under the sound of my voice. I pray, praise God, that you be blessed from this word. It will make you, praise God, search. The Bible says, search, praise God, seek. Seek out your own soul salvation with fear and much trembling. And this morning, I want to come to you with a word, praise God, that is from the word of God. We must understand the word was given to us for instructions and for, praise God, for things that we could follow, things that we could use, and things that would save us from destruction. This morning, I want to come to you with the word from the Lord. And the word today will be, praise God, I don't want to rush this. I want it to come, praise God, that you may get an understanding. That the word of God stated that about get understanding. Get what you will, but out of all of that you get, you must get understanding. And this morning, I want to speak to you. And if I had to say something to jog your memory or to make you think, I would say to you that there is a ticket enemy wants to give to each and every one of us, not just me, everybody. It's a ticket, a Hell's Gate Pass. Come on now, Hell's Gate Pass. We're going to be talking about that from Revelation 13, 16 through 18, and maybe we'll skip about, but either way, whatever it comes, I'll give you the scripture. And the scripture to this, praise God, is Hell's Gate Pass. Did you hear me? Hell's Gate Pass. Hell's Gate Pass. Now you got to have a pass to even get in hell. Hell's Gate Pass. Hallelujah. And it said, praise God, that this passage, praise God, we're going to go through a few scriptures, praise God, and the passage of scripture has, without doubt, caused so much speculation, praise God, and fear. That many other places, praise God, places in the biblical prophecy. But it seems, praise God, that everyone is afraid of the mark of the beast. Did you hear me? The mark of the beast. Now, I sat here and I think about, why'd you have to name it a beast? Because it's a demon. It is a demon that has been placed over this world. Over this world. And there have been many foolish attempts to make it mean some for individuals. Now, when we say that, we're talking about here that God is represented in the number 7, 7, 7, 7, perfect completion. And the devil is denoted complete evil with his number, thank you, about the 666. You see, the 666 is the man of, is the number of a man. That's what the book of Revelation tells us. It is a number of a man. Why is that? Okay, men, what? They grow 6 feet tall. They're buried 6 feet under, and they was created on the sixth day. 666. Now, so the 666 number represents the beast, means something out of hell. And it represents that because the devil has always desired to rule over man, humanity. And so what we're standing here talking about today, we're in a situation today, right now, people, right now. Everybody's sitting home tomorrow, well, I ain't got nothing to do, my family, something to do. Get in the Word. Get in God's Word and study the Word. I heard the Word say, I would not have you to be ignorant, my brother. You see, he once winked at ignorance, but he won't wink anymore. While you are sitting home and you can't go anywhere, and the devil has, listen, the beast has already begun to work because he got everybody locked down. This is the time for you now to get into the book of Revelation, where we are at today, living in Revelation, the beast. Did you hear what they called it? The beast. The beast means to destroy, to annihilate, to get rid of, to do whatever it needs to do with it, to make it rule it, to rule it, to rule it. So while you are sitting home with nothing to do, instead of you in there acting like you on a stage or you somewhere modeling or you somewhere playing a game, play a game and get into the book so you can know what to do, because your life is at stake. Your family life is at stake. Your children life is at stake. Your business is at stake. Come on now. Your living arrangements is at stake. Everything is leaning on the 666. See, the devil's still trying to play with you and fool you with your mind because he got you in there playing foolishness. This is the time for you to get into God's face and begin to ask him, Lord, what must I do? Father, what must I do? What can I do? Father, lead me, show me, guide me. But you want to sit in there and play games and have parties. Parties? Do you know what's upon you, upon this nation? No. You don't know. You don't have an idea. See, people thought this was a game. And I remember as a kid, my grandmother used to read this, and I used to wonder, what is she talking about? And I asked her one day, praise God, because she was talking in. All of a sudden, she started speaking another language. And I said, Grandmama, what is that you saying? What are you doing? What are you talking? She looked at me and she said something. She said, but baby, you may not understand it now, but you will understand it by and by. You will get the understanding. I can't explain this to you. This is heavenly discernment. And I want to let you know that I understand it now. She's been dead over 60-some years, and I understand it now. You see, we have to understand, praise God, we think we're here because we're supposed to be here and we just here. No, God have you here for a purpose and a reason. And many, praise God, have never asked him, God, what is my purpose? What is my reason? You just figure. See, the devil still got you hoodwinked because he got you idle. What did the word say about idleness? Idleness is the devil's workshop. While you're sitting there, this is the time for you to pull your kids, your family, around your table, in your living room, bedroom, on the floor. I don't care what it may be, and come together and get understanding about God's word and what is going on. This hell's gate pass is guess what? It is for every soul. Every soul. Everybody got to have a gate pass if you intend to use and utilize this system in the world today. Amen. Now, what he was saying right here, too, he said, praise God, that to stand in total defiance to God. This is what the devil wants to do. He wants us to turn our back completely on God. Why? Show the world that he don't care about God. So the spirit of the Antichrist is already at work in the world, my sweetie. Listen to me, people, my family. Listen. The Antichrist is already working. Do you not know before they even start revealing and pulling it off to show it off in the showroom that we was already using it in your credit card, your debit card? All of these cards are connected to the 666. Look what they did when they started telling the gas station and the gas pump, 666. Then when they start changing the cash registers in the store, the 666, that was the time they had to do it manually. It's the old-fashioned cashiers. Now they're hitting the button, they're just running computer, computer, computer. Yes, that is the number 666. And what some of you don't understand and don't realize, there is a three-story building over in Berlin. It's called Berlin, Germany. Everybody's social security number is locked in that system. You don't have to give the government anything. He got it anyway. Every social security number ever been issued, dead or alive, is located in Belgium, Germany. Three-story building. Guess what the name of the building is on that building? You would never guess. You would never figure it out. It's called the Beast. The building in Belgium is called the Beast. And what are we talking about out here? The Beast. Meaning they already got you locked in. You already got a number. Your social security number is who you are. They do not care about your name. See, there was a time, praise God, when babies was born, they didn't give social security numbers. Because when my kids was born, I had to go and apply for a social security number. But now they give you one. Praise the Lord. Yes, they issue it to you when you're born. You don't do that anymore. They can't let you slip through the cracks. No, ma'am. And we must understand the Beast has already been working. What we don't understand as well, that this is not something, praise God, that has never happened before. Let me help you out. During World War II, they had a number system. They did use the mark. Yes, they used it during a World War II. And guess what? We thinking Sam just getting around. Sam been kicking up dust. He's been kicking up dust. He was there when they was doing it in World War II. He was right here, Sam Walmart. He's dead and gone, and his legacy still kicking. Still conquering peoples, ruling. It has happened before. World War II and routed Sam's Club. Praise God. If you don't have this number, my friend, you will not be able to buy nor sell. You won't even be able to get food, grocery, do your business, pay your rent, because right now they're working on a digital system to put everybody's son into one system. It doesn't matter because you have money. Listen to me carefully. Because you have green money. When they put this in place, your money won't amount to nothing because you can't use it. This has already been the plan of the enemy from the beginning. Yes, hallelujah, from the beginning. Many years ago in 1980, I read a book called Cashless Society. What will you do when your money runs out? What will you do? This is a book I read back there. And it was showing me then the different marks, the mark that they would be using that would stamp people, or the chips they were going to be using to put into people, and that you would be able to, we won't be able to do nothing. If you put your arm up under this violent light, we used to do it, you know that, when we used to go to the club, they would stamp our arm and stick it up under that light. They care whether you paid or whether you didn't. A cashless society. Your cash won't mean anything, people. Nothing. Your only way out of this thing is going to be with the Lord. It's going to be with him. He's going to be your deliverer, whether it's life or death. He's going to be the one to deliver you. The devil's still playing games with your mind. What are you going to do? What you going to do when your kids can't eat? Are you going to take the mark? That's a big question. Whoa, that's kind of shaky. Because of this, if you don't take the mark, this is what they call, this is seizure system. You know Caesar said, give Caesar what Caesar's and give God what God. See, and if you don't take Caesar's worship, that's what they're going to. You see, we would be required to receive that mark. It would accomplish the worship of the beast and his image. Will you bow? If you do not bow, you won't be able to eat, you won't be able to get gas, you won't be able to do anything, because they got everything under the grill. We're on the grill, yes. You won't be able to live with, you know who the Lord is. Hallelujah. This is no time, people, to play games with your life and ride like you got it like that, because the devil has already helped you and fixed. No, my dear, the devil is fooling you all the way around, because guess what? He's playing games with you, and he got you in lock. Yes, he has you in lock. See, Sam Club was in this thing years ago in World War II. Cashless society. We're there right now because of our ATM cards. Our debit cards, we already locked in the system. And if you don't honor the system, welfare, food stamps, what you think they did what they did because of that? We used to get food stamps was in a book like with paper, but now they start giving them to you in a card. That is the mark of the beast. Walmart, no tax fraud. There will be no tax fraud, no illegal cash, no robbery, no stealing. Come on now. No robbers. The bank robbers won't run in and take nothing then. Because all of this is set up on the beat system, and it is what? It's total governmental. Why is that? Because they want to control the masses. They want to control the population. This is why they're doing it. This is why they have set this up. You see, you are on a system. Everybody, me, you, everybody. But what you going to do about it? What? Who is the beast? John, the one that God chose to write down the book of Revelation, saw a vision in the future. And here's what he wrote concerning the beast. Then he said, I stood on the sands of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads, 10 horns, and one of them horns of the 10 crowns on his head had a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet was like the feet of a bear. His mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him power, his throne, and great the beast, the devil. Revelation 13:1. To understand what is all this is the beast in the book of Revelation is we need to begin in Daniel 7:1-8. Daniel, praise God, book Daniel. Daniel, where we find the image of the four animals representing the four great historical empires. These were the lions of Babylon. A bear was Persian. A leopard was Greece. And the fourth beast was Rome. See, this thing ain't nothing new. This is something we should have been studying, or the pastors preaching in church, but they too afraid to touch the book. He said this. It is this fourth beast that described by Daniel and recorded by John that would have, you see, that would have 10 horns and receive a deadly wound before rising again before the end of the age. Daniel 7:7-8, Revelation 13:3. This empire is the beast of the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, praise God, explained that the dragon gave the beast its power and authority. The dragon is who? Satan, the devil. We should note that the human leader of this revelation, of this revival empire, is also referred to as the beast. Revelation 19:20. The mark of the beast is the mark of identifying signs of his empire. The book of Revelation explains, praise God, that the dragon gave the beast its power. The dragon gave him its power and authority. And this dragon is Satan, the devil. Revelation 12:9, Revelation 22. Satan uses this beast to rule and deceive the whole nation. The devil's been at work all the time. Saints, we knocked off. A second beast caused people to receive the mark of the beast. Now, let's now turn our attention to the word he. In Revelation 13:16, the passage says, he calls all to receive a mark. Who is he? Hey, God. In verse 11 says, then, I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. These characteristics indicate a false religious leader who calls the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast. Verse 12, the second beast is called the false prophet. Revelation 19:20. This mark or sign represented a final revival of the Roman Empire. You're right. Who was the one that destroyed that hung Jesus on the cross? The Romans. The empire at this time of the end, the religious leader that supported the beast caused people to accept it. The mark of the beast represents disobedience to God. The mark of the beast will separate people into two groups. One group will accept the mark and another group will reject it. If you accept it, okay, you're doomed. If you reject it, they're going to take your head off. They're going to be cutting off Saint's head. Are you ready? You're going to run for fear? Because one thing you must understand, if you accept it, you're doomed. You cannot get into the kingdom of God. You don't accept it, they're going to kill you. So what, you're going to die anyway for something? Hey, God. The Apostle John writes, then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worship the beast and his image and receive his mark on his forehead or in his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. Do it if you like. You can say, hey, the world can be mad at me, but you don't want God to be angry, because you have to understand this world is temporal. It is only imaginable. But the things he's telling you right now, your spirit lives forever. This flesh, you're going to leave here one way or the other, on your own or somebody else. You're going to leave here. But he's saying this, if you accept it, you are doomed. He shall be tormented with the fire and the brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Revelation, this is why the word of God's only a few. Only a few going to make it into heaven. Because ain't nobody going to want to refuse because they can't. Because what? The flesh rules the spirit. Hey, God. That's why he was saying, don't let this flesh rule your spirit. Tell this flesh to line up with the word of God. Revelation 14:9-10. This showing great suffering will come on those who receive the mark of the beast. Verse 12. We see the group of people who do not receive the mark. Who do not receive this mark. And here is the patience of the saints here. Are those who kept the commandments of God and the faith of Yeshua. This is speaking of the saints of God. All of those who were obedient and faithful followers of Yeshua the Christ throughout the Bible. Obeying Christ is a mark, a sign of those who are God. That's more to this. Because, yes, you can live there and read that word, but if you take that mark, you're doomed. For example, in the instruction, praise God, the ancient Israelites how to observe his annual feast day. The day of the unleavened bread, God said this act of obedience to his law would be as a sign to you on your hand. Exodus 13:9, the Apostle Paul reinforced this in telling the Christians in Corinth to continue to keep the feast with the unleavened bread of secure and truth. Corinthians 5 and 8, people. The mark of the beast thus represents disobedience to God's commandment and rejection of the faith of Yeshua. The book of Revelation says that those who receive the mark will be subject to seven last plagues. While the obedient saints are described as having attended victory over the beast. In Revelation 15:2, these faithful people will be given eternal life and reigns with Christ as his second coming. So you don't understand. There will be a first coming, and there will be a second coming. But you need to pray that you be in the first resurrection. Hallelujah. You Holy Ghost. Revelation 20:4. What is the mark of the beast? As we have already seen, this specific sign determines who may officially transact business. One who has his identifying sign will be able to buy and sell. The Bible clearly explains, my friend, the financial repercussion that will come based upon whether one has his mark or not. Think about it. You know about it, but it's true. We also know that there is one commandment of God that is often closely connected to one's ability to do business, and that identifies God's people of God. 10 commandments. You see what happened to that? They tore it down. They told everybody to break it down. Took sledgehammers and big machines and throw down the 10 commandments. They knew what was coming. But did you? Because they knew the commandments is God. God said, keep my commandment. He said, praise God, hallelujah. Business and that identify God's people of the God's 10 commandments. The 4th commandment is the one most likely to affect one's ability to work, earn a living, and to do business. The command says, remember the Sabbath day. No, the world got us that you're washing up on the first day. The Sabbath day is a Saturday. This is what the 10 commandments stated. He said a commandment saying, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor. Yes, Sunday through Friday. You shall labor and do all your work. But the 7th day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. Exodus 28:10. Most people think it does not make any difference what day one did observe. But I want to let you know, my friend, it does. Because God said, in this age, it takes the faith of Yahuwah to avoid working on the Sabbath and to keep it holy. Sabbath, Saturday. Count your calendar. They got you so blind, you can't understand. What he said is, the first day of the week is Sunday. But they got you rushing up on a Monday, on the first day of the week. Hey, come Holy Ghost. Come Holy Ghost. Revelation 14:9 means a scratch or itch. That is stamp. That is a badge or servitude. That's what it is. A mark is thus a brand or sign of identification. They're doing it now. We're already in the world. They're passing it out. The identification now. They want to make you take it. They're giving you all kind of stuff. Saying, back in the day, they had plagues. They had plagues in the day, back in the day. Holy Ghost. This is not the first plague that people had to be shut in. The Sabbath day, the Sabbath is called a sign between God and his people in the book of Exodus 13:31, 13:17, Ezekiel 20:12. It identified God's people as being set aside, sanctified, or set apart by God. God is saying to you, you must know what will you do. You take the number. Jesus said the Sabbath is made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is also in the Lord of the Sabbath. Mark 2:27-28. The Sabbath day is still commanded and identifying the signs of God's people. Another occasion of Mark, identify people is found in the book of Ezekiel, where God told the prophet, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, put a mark on the forehead of the men who signs and cry over all abominations that are done within. Ezekiel 9:14. This mark identified those who obeyed God and mourned over the sins of the city. Nobody mourning over the sins of the city here. Everybody's enjoying it, okaying it, and scratching it off as a go. The count of Revelation says those who receive the mark of the beast will receive it on their right hand or their forehead. Revelation 13:16. Many people think it would be some kind of physical mark in or on the skin, and this certainly could be. Yes, he said, and yet, people of God, yet because the book of Revelation employs many symbols, we must also consider the possibility that these refers to the right hand and the forehead are symbolic. If so, what do they mean? If we hold to the practice of the faith of Yahshua and keep the commandments of God, we can reject the mark of the beast. In the Bible, the right hand can represent our action, works, and labor. The forehead can symbolize the interest, belief, the intelligence, and what is in our minds. The mark of the beast, people, is thus related to what we believe in our mind and what we do with our hand. Hallelujah. Compare this with Deuteronomy 6 and 8, where God commanded the ancient Israel to what? To bind the commandments as a sign on your hand and as frontlets between your eyes. Hallelujah. The connection between our thoughts and our action is good explanation. It's a good explanation of faith in the Bible, and the real faith in Yeshua. Two parts belief and acting in faith. Hallelujah. How to avoid the mark of the beast. The Bible says the mark of the beast will be forced on an unsuspected world right now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God, you're not a God that you lie. Your word is real. It is happening right now. Unexpected world before the return of Yeshua the Christ. The world will not realize it following the teaching of the false religious system. But God give those who read the Bible. He said, read it? Yes. Those who read the Bible and believe the scriptures, a clear choice. If we hold to the practice of the faith of Yeshua and keep the commandments of God, we can reject the mark of the beast, our booklet, praise God. We can reject it. Ten Commandments still is relevant today. And the Sabbath, a negative gift from God example. The sign, God give the stand and opposite to the mark of the beast. Choose to obey God, people. We have consequences for those who reject the mark of the beast. But this is the choice we must make in order to please God and to receive eternal life in the family of God. We must reject the mark of the beast. You can live now. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Live with the mark or live forever without it. Eternity. You choose which one you will do. You want to live now? Because this is temporal. But the one that God said, when you don't choose that mark, you live forever. You must understand, let me say this, praise the Lord. You are a temporal body, but you got eternity spirit. Choose what you will do. So, no food. God sent the raven to feed Elijah at the brook. He didn't send a person. He sent the raven to feed. God is a God that you shouldn't deny. Yeah. You just have to understand one thing. Weigh your options. One thing you know. You're going to die. Whether you starve, whether you die of natural causes, you're going to die. So choose. You want to turn down God because of what the world system is doing? This is temporal. Everything around us is going to vanish. He said it. And you're going down. But, my word, seek him wholeheartedly. This is a decision. He said, you choose what you want to do. You make the choice. You make the choice, I'll stand by. You have to make a choice. Will it be the beast? or would it be the Savior? The everlasting God over the universe. The omnipotent, omniscient God. You're going to have to make a choice. Three out in the top, they're already in the world out now, savages, going out, making people take this milk, making people take this shot, making people, all of this is government, demonic attack on the world. Word God said the devil has, he don't lie, his word don't fall, his word stands forever. Just the things that I'm reading about now as a kid when I heard them talking about this. I'm here now in this. That's why I know God's word is true and is faithful. Father, I thank you today, praise God. Thank you, Father God, for your wisdom and your knowledge. Thank you, Father God, for not allowing us, praise God, to walk in darkness, but to walk in light. Choose you this day who you will serve. Will it be the beast or will it be God? You gotta make a choice. You worry about what's gonna happen in the next few days. He told you, don't even worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow, take care of its own. It takes care of itself. It doesn't take care of you to sit there and worry about it, but it takes care of itself. I thank you, Father, for this moment. And I thank you, God, because I know that you are God and you are the true God. I praise you and I pray that you be blessed. If you want, praise God, to send in your prayer request, you can send that, praise God, to onastarling@gmail.com. Your prayers, requests, praise God, you can do so. But know this one thing, the word is true all by itself. This is Pastor Ona Starling with the Anointed Word Ministries. You be blessed.